You need a physical vehicle. This is the body. I got a custom made one that I've been working out a little bit, but it's just a body, you know? And when this thing ceases to exist, doesn't mean I will cease to exist. I always exist, you know? It's eternal. It's just this body is and this experience is a temporary thing. Well, most people come into bodybuilding is because they want to, hey, look at me. They're extrovert people, I'm an introvert. So the thing that appealed to me was this is a total, you win, you lose, everything in bodybuilding is down to you. It's not a team sport. I loved it, it was perfect for me. The difference was really mental, I think, a matter of desire. Because sometimes when you have things coming a little bit easy, you're not giving 100%. There were no teammates, there were no family, there was nobody to let me down. It was just all down to me, win or lose. How big can I get? How ripped can I get? How strong can I get? I want to go to the max. I don't want people to say, oh, that's, wow, that's a nice pretty physique. I want people to say, what the fuck is that? Yeah? That's what I wanted to do. Everything's mental. Everything's a thought. You know, you create your reality with your thoughts.
That's why I preferred to stay isolated. I saw bodybuilding as a way to change and improve my life.
And then the last set is going to be like somebody's got a gun to your little baby's head, yeah? And he's going to pull the trigger unless you fucking give 100%. It's life and death. One set. Ask my training partners, they never saw me. Even my training partner would never see me with a top off because I was not interested in their opinion. No disrespect, but I was not interested in their opinion because they're going to tell me I look great because I do to them. But I'm not standing next to Lee Haney or whoever I was aspiring to compete with.
You got to have a goal, you know, it's like you got to have a plan and a desire, because if I haven't got a desire, when it gets really uncomfortable, you're probably just going to say, hey, screw this, this is enough.
I had a nice physique when I started, you know, I had a nice physique, I had nice abs and everything. But I'm like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this to the max.
Yeah! Yeah! That's it. That's the way. Woo! What a mass!
If you do something, a profession or a sport or whatever, that doesn't define you. That's not the whole of you. So everything starts with your mind. Your thoughts. You can change your existence, change your reality almost. Bodybuilding was so individual for me. I had to study the nutrition. I had to do the training. I had to find out how it worked with my body. If something's painful, you don't want to do it, right? But if you can overcome that, and like, if your body's telling you to eat and you can like discipline yourself to say, actually, no, I'm in control here, then other obstacles in life are not going to be so difficult when you come to face them. You build your story with your mind, you know? And I built this story. I wanted to be Mr. Olympia. That starts with a thought. Ultimately, we're creators. We're all creators of our own reality. So if something in your life you don't like, or it's a problem or whatever, you got to kind of figure out what is it about yourself that created that or brought that into your life. I always knew that I was cut out do something different. I didn't relate to the circumstances and the people around me and their view of what life was. You know, get a job.
A simple life.
Get a council house, get some kids, go to work. You know, I'm like, there's got to be more than that.
If I can win Mr. Olympia, then I can do this, I can do that in different areas of my life.
You know, the greatest thing in life, the greatest freedom is when you don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck what people think anymore. That's really freedom, yeah? It's like a computer game. It's like a virtual reality game that we're all agreed to play in. I believe a lot of people become what I call crystallized, you know? Very early on. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. And and that's it. It's not like I'm dismissing my past. My past is it made me who I am. But I don't need to stay in the past.
Blow it in now! Squeeze it back!
Yeah. I had no distractions. In Birmingham, it's not a pretty place. You don't have beaches and all this kind of stuff, and parties and girls and all the other kind of stuff that the other guys were exposed to. And I saw it as an advantage that I didn't have to deal with that. I just was pretty isolated. Training, eating, sleeping all year round, that was my life, and that's why I was the best. They knew all about each other, but Dorian Yates, they didn't know.
It was almost like I had a feeling that I had to do this. It wasn't like, you know, I had to do it. I had to do it. It was like life or death. There's this spiritual aspect to training and to sport. As an athlete, you almost go to some places or zones or something, almost you shift a little bit under extreme stress and pain. Sometimes it just kind of melts away and you go to a different place. When I was going to the gym, I was almost like in a trance. Like nobody could ever talk to me because I was not there. Just in my own world. So between the sets, I just mainly like look at the floor or talk to my, you know, training partner, how much weight, not like what did you do last night or anything like that, you know. It's none of that. After training, yes, but not before and not during.
Yeah! Squeeze it! After! Yeah, baby.
Nice
set. Yes!
Oh, yes.
The guy that inspired me was Tom Platz. When I started, he wasn't Mr. Olympia, but he was very inspirational. And when he talked, it was just full of energy and enthusiasm for the training and pushing the body to its absolute maximum. This passion he had for like pushing himself into the gym to the absolute maximum. And that inspired me to do that and try and take it even further.
Put everything into it, you know. Nothing else exists, almost. That's my focus. I will not be distracted by anything.
I'm coming here for myself. You tend to be in your own little world and work out your own things.
Come on, squeeze it! Squeeze it! Yeah!
This is an experience that we're having, and it's based on information from the five senses, and that builds your experience. People just want stuff like, you know, they want stuff easy now. You know, everyone wants to be famous. Put the picture on Instagram, you don't need to do shit, just be famous. Go on Big Brother, be famous for nothing, you've done nothing. Yeah, that's, I don't know, I think that's a reflection of the way things are, perhaps, in everything. People are just really more concerned with the cosmetic, the look, and, you know, taking their pictures and putting them on Instagram and all this kind of stuff. They're not really into... it's almost a spiritual side of it, you know, where you want to push yourself to that maximum and see how far you can go and how, you know, how far your mind can go into the pain and all that kind of stuff.
It really appealed to me, this aspect of bodybuilding where it was really a soul endeavor. I was very much in a tunnel and, you know, my house would have been on fire. If I had to be at a gym at 11, my house was on fire, I'd just call the fire service and go to the gym. I would refuse to let outside forces influence me in any way. What you focus on is what you bring to your life. You know? Yeah. You focus on bad things enough, then you know bad things are going to happen. Mm. So, for some reason, I had a lot of faith in myself.
Behold, here cometh the dreamer. Let us slay him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams.
I didn't really have any support, so. I felt like I had to do my own thing. You need some kind of extreme hunger, drive. That makes you strong, or make you or break you, basically.
Whenever you're pushing your body to the limit in any sport, I think there's always a risk of injury because you're flirting with danger when you're pushing things to the limit. But you know, that got me from being here. A backstreet gym in Birmingham, which is, you know, everyone knows it now, but back in the day it was just a hole in the wall gym. Not many people understood bodybuilding in my town, so to come from this place to win Mr. Olympia using a unique training philosophy, which I think catapulted me past people with better genetics, then I can't say that, you know, I would absolutely change it. I think if I trained conventional bodybuilding wise, I would have been a good bodybuilder because I've got good genetics, but I don't think I would be Mr. Olympia.
And it can bring things into your reality.